Hey, tweeps and peeps and cheeps and pyros and metalheads and non-metalheads alike.
You're missing the point.
Okay, what I want to talk about today, I want to talk about my vaping setup. For anybody who's familiar with vaping or not familiar, vaping is an electronic cigarette. It's an alternative to smoking. You still get nicotine, but you don't get all the nasty tobacco and tar and piss in your mouth. And it's quite nice, actually. So I've been doing this for a couple months, but got a new tank in, and wow, that's about all I can say. It's the AeroTank Mega by KangerTech. Holds 4 milliliters of liquid. They say 3.8, but I fill it up till it drips out the drip tip. So yeah, whatever. Making more money by saying it's 3.8. So you buy another tank or something. I don't know. Who cares? Wow, I'm really tired. And I have a variable voltage battery on here too. So it's pretty awesome. I got some Mount Baker vapor juice in here. East Coast Tobacco at 24 milligrams. And I got a huge 230 milliliter bottle of that stuff. So I'm good for probably months at this point, and I have some Camorin pipe tobacco as well, which is just fucking awesome. Just super cool, super sweet stuff. Ridiculously good, both of those. The pipe stuff kind of hurts my stomach after a while because of their sweetener. It's all natural, apparently, but for some reason I can't vape it for too long because it gives me a stomach ache, but the flavor is excellent. Have that in a Pro Tank 2 Mini. That's a little baby tank, and this is the AeroTank Mega. The Pro Tank holds, I think, like 1.8 or something, and this holds 3.8. So it's, you know, quite a big difference in flavor and with the variable voltage and the dual coils and all this crap in here. It's quite nice, and it's not offensive. It doesn't smell or anything for people who have never heard or seen anybody vape before. It doesn't smell up the room or anything. But that's cool. And I also wanted to talk quickly about impulse responses for guitar people. Looking at you, Ivan, and the Oreo Monster, and others. There's two basic things that, you know, people can use to make impulses. You have a real cabinet and you can mic up the cabinet, and then you, make the impulse that way using a convolver and, white noise or sine waves. And then people use EQ matching, which, basically it's making a impulse of an already, you know, produced, mixed and mastered guitar track. Somebody's chugging along and there's an empty spot where the drummer's not doing it. You know, everybody's quiet and it's just guitar. It's isolated, right? So they think. But there's reverb and mastering and stuff. But my big problem with using EQ matching to make impulses is that it doesn't capture the warmth of the cabinet. It kind of dips and curves like the cabinet does because it's EQ matching it. But you don't get the resonance and the air and the acoustics of the cabinet. You just kind of get this, you know, Walgreens version of the cabinet, and for some things that works. For some really just certain tones, it works pretty well, because actually you want a clinical kind of dead sound, like kind of just you know you're focusing on the tone, the guitar itself. But for me personally, I like resonance in my tones. I like, you know, kind of flavor, I guess. So I don't particularly like EQ matching. For anybody using it, that's fine. But for me, it just doesn't give me the tone. For anybody who has a real amplifier and wants, you know, they just play through their amp or reamp their tracks, you're good to go, man. 6505s and EVHs and Egnators and stuff. That's, you know, and cabinets, I mean, that is the best tone you can get. But modelers for me kind of sit in my mixes a little better. I don't pretend to be a great mixer or mastering guy, but They just kind of work better for me. So anyway, that's about it, guys. I just wanted to drop in and probably going to make some coffee here and relax. See you later.